It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. I'm super stoked to say we've got Geneva AM on the line for this week's What's Cooking. Kia ora, Geneva, how are you?
Kia ora, te irirangi poho, I'm here. Yeah, I'm good.
Good, have you had a lovely day?
Yeah, I had a really good day. It's really beautiful here in Waiheke, so really lucky.
Blessings. I feel like Waiheke, it's going to always feel a little bit like summer, so that's quite nice.
It is like that sometimes.
Oh, good. But we're here, of course, because you're playing alongside Chance of Sun, the Wellington Silver Trio, and the Tamaki 05 Trio this Saturday, 21st of March, for Equinox Festival at Kalmana Community Farm from 2 till 6 p.m. What an exciting lineup and an exciting event. I guess we'd love to just hear from you. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the day before we get into talking about it more?
Well, it's a fundraiser for the garden, and it's a whino-friendly event. There's going to be food from the Lebanese grocer, and just a lovely garden party, basically, for everyone to come hang out on.
Perfect. And how else would you want to spend your Saturday, honestly? That's how I want to spend it. But you've selected some awesome tracks for us today, some great variety, which I'm really excited to talk about.
We're going to take the listeners to many different places, let's say that. A sneak peek of the picks to come. We're going to start out with Dvorak Symphony No. 9 in E minor from the New World, Opus 95, if you know what that means. And I reckon let's just have a listen to that one. So
yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. This is Dvorak Symphony No. 9 in E minor, a pick from the Geneva AM for What's Cooking here today. Now, this is a really famous one of Dvorak's, and when we looked at the pick for What's Cooking today, I don't know, I think for me, like, classical music, and I think a lot of people, is one of your first kind of interaction with music, because you know, you get introduced to it at primary school, and I certainly was with opera when I was really, really young. Tell us a little bit about why you picked this track for us today.
So yeah, primary school, like we all kind of we all do have like a moment where we get to, like, I guess, experience music, and teachers tend to go towards the classical realm because it takes a lot of training to do, and also it is a historical document of the times. And I think what I really love about this particular piece is that it references, like, all of this drama. Like, there's like all of these different elements and components in the composition that take you to a place, and it really like opened up something that I just enjoyed the storytelling of the movements and the music. So I'm going to talk a little bit about One Piece. I'm a huge One Piece fan. I have like followed it since I've been about 16 years old. And I knew this piece of music because it had come up like so many times, and it is very famous, but they actually play it during a fight scene when one of the main characters, Luffy, is overcoming this really formidable foe. And it's a beautiful moment because it all like totally matches up, and you're just like, you just want him to beat this guy, and he totally does it, and he just, you know, he's just like running through it. And I used to watch a lot of One Piece like when I didn't really have a job and I didn't have much to do and I was feeling a bit down, and when the song came up, it really like helped me. Like it was really like a full circle kind of moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's even like referenced in something else that I love. So it's cool to see it like resonate with someone who, like Ichiro Oda, who loves to use references, like classical references, in the music that he chooses, in like the anime, and yeah, just it's so awesome to see it like in pop culture as well. And I do wonder if it's gonna come up in the live action as well. Like I haven't seen this particular scene unfold yet, but if it does, I will be absolutely beside myself. It will be so cool.
Yeah, no, that piece makes so much sense. It's such like a galvanizing piece of music, especially that beginning section. It makes so much sense for a fight scene. So exciting.
Oh, the drop is incredible. Yeah, the drop is amazing.
The drama.
I would
love to hear Dvorak say, oh, and this is where I drop.
Drop the bass.
Oh, I reckon everyone would have been losing it, like when he first dropped it. Like I think they would have been losing it because there's no way of knowing like how it would have turned out. Like it kind of starts off as this like Jaws kind of thing, like dun dun dun,
this is true.
And then it just keeps going dun 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 dun. And I think like in some ways, you know, in a contemporary sense, you know, modern music has used that format of drop in like so many different types of like electronic genres. So maybe, you know, it's like the granddaddy or great granddaddy of the drop.
Of the bass drop.
Hey, like I'm not hearing lies. You're right.
I know. Yeah. I know. I can hear it.
We're gonna stay in the same vein totally. We're gonna listen to the Venga Boys now.
Woo!
Hell yeah. This is Kiss When the Sun Don't Shine, just to completely switch up the vibe. You're listening to What's Cooking with Geneva AM. This is Kiss When the Sun Don't Shine by the Venga Boys. I'm not sure the last time if ever Venga Boys have been played on BFM, but I'm so glad to welcome them. You're listening to What's Cooking, and we're joined by Geneva AM. Geneva, chat to us a little bit about why you selected this track today. It's such a shift from the last one.
Look, the Venga Boys have a lot to answer for when it comes to Geneva AM. I mean, honestly, like, heaps of the tracks that I've created have been deeply influenced by, like, the optimism and just, like, just straight funky grooviness. You know, it's just uplifting and it's happy, and they're talking about stuff like kissing and just being kind of like, I don't know, like romantic and flirty and fun. Like, who doesn't want that? And they've got like amazing outfits and they do amazing dance moves and they're just like a team. And I've always loved them. I've always loved Venga Boys.
I feel like it's such a like 90s and 2000s kid like great love. Like the Venga Boys are just so nostalgic. But as you say, I think they just like really make music fun. And I don't know, obviously you can't see us right now because we're over Zoom, but you were dancing in your room and we're dancing in the studio right now, and they just know how to get that out of people. It's good.
Yeah, like they take you to a place where all of your problems just like melt away, and for that moment you're just like there together in the room, you know.
It's exactly cool. Exactly. Oh, they're so great. So brilliant.
They're so great.
We have another track from you today. This one is by The Bug and it's featuring Warrior Queen. It's called Poison Dart. And I'm excited to share it with everybody.
This is The Bug featuring Warrior Queen. Thank you so much, Geneva, for making me want to be in the club, even though it's Wednesday. So I've got to wait a couple days for me to be in the club. This is such a fun song, and I feel like it's got such a steady kind of build up, and I know I'm getting ready to throw my body around. So tell us a little bit about why you picked this one.
Well, I feel like when I first listened to this song, it totally altered my idea of like what electronic music could sound like. Like, it's sinister, it's dark, it doesn't miss, like it still sounds fresh even though it's like pretty old now, you know. Warrior Queen, I've always loved Warrior Queen, but like this collab with The Bug, it's just such an incredible track, and I just wanted to share it because, I mean, the segment is called What's Cooking, and this track, like, cooks. Like, are cooked after listening to this song. Like, you're just, you just, like, have to relinquish yourself to the bass, and you have to relinquish yourself to the whole composition and just be taken away by it. And I think, I just love the slow build-up and then just, like, the real, like, straight drop again with the drops, but a different kind, you know. I really love the song, and I still listen to it to this day. So, yeah.
You know what? I think Dvorak would have loved Warrior Queen.
Hell yeah!
They would have
Hell
had yeah. so much in common and so much to talk about.
Definitely.
I'm hearing
on the dance floor.
On the dance floor, I would have loved to see that.
But yeah, you can imagine like a huge sound system just blasting this, and he's just there being like, ah, like he just can't move.
Yeah, totally. I feel like also the song is very like tight and kind of like, it feels like you're swimming through water a little bit. Like there's quite a lot of tension in this, which is really lovely as well.
Yeah, it is. It is a lovely song. It's a lovely song.
Lovely. It's a perfect way to describe this song.
Lovely song.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I can't wait to be like a grandma and be like, this is a lovely song. Listen to the bug.
Hey, look, I'm already there and I have no children, so. Thank you so much, Geneva, for talking to us for What's Cooking Today and for your lovely picks. You're playing alongside Chance of the Sun, the Wellington Silver Trio, and Tamaki 05 Trio this Saturday, 21st of March, for Equinox Festival at Kalmana Community Farm. That's from 2 to 6. And we are very excited to see you there.
Yeah, I'm playing at 5:10, if anyone knows about that. Like, yeah, I'm at the end, so
perfect.
Closing it, beautiful.
I'm closing it.
Dropping the bass.
I'm playing the bug.
Hey, thank you so much, Geneva. It's been such a pleasure. Such awesome selections. I hope you have a lovely rest of your evening.
Yeah, you too.
All right, ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.